ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hello, and welcome back to the Beer Ladies podcast. I am Lisa, and I am your host this week, and I am joined by only two of my fellow beer ladies. Say hello, Tandy and Katie.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
And that is because Christina is on holidays, as our regular listeners may know, in the United States and Pennsylvania for the next couple of weeks. And because we're sort of low on numbers and short on time, we are letting you all know this is our last episode for this season before we go on a sort of extended summer break, but we'll probably be back in maybe August. We're going to say thereabouts. We'll be dropping hints on our socials as we get closer to the time. We'll figure out when that is because we've got a lot on. We're going to talk about that. We've got some beery adventures we're all looking forward to, some non-beery adventures we're all looking forward to. But before we dive into those things, our usual call out to say, do follow us on all the various socials. We are at Beer Ladies Pod on Instagram, on Twitter, more or less on Mastodon. We are Beer Ladies Podcast pretty much everywhere else. You can find us on YouTube. You can find us on all of your favorite podcatchers. We've got our link tree. You can Google for us. We're everywhere. So don't worry about not finding us. We won't commit to this, but we may even do more with our TikTok if we have time while we're on our summer break, but we'll see. No commitments, just maybe. So with all of that out of the way, before we dive into some of the things we're excited about on this summer break and some things we're maybe looking for feedback from you listeners on, we'll do our usual whatcha drinking. So Katie, you are, and we'll come back to this, you are in the mountains of Norway in your background right now. So for those listening, Katie has this beautiful background, but what have you got to drink?
Yeah, my background is from our summer holiday last year, which was Sweden and Norway. But I am drinking, and I had intended on drinking the Wicklow Wolf, their honey hefeweiss that they have out at the morning. That was delicious, but we had a lovely weekend. It's all gone.
So these things happen.
I'm sorry. So I'm drinking the old reliable Franciscaner hefeweiss, you know. Does exactly what it says on the tin. It's a lovely, lovely hefeweiss. So,
and it's still been so warm out. This is, you know, perfect for the kind of summer heat we're having.
Yes, so. It is.
There and, you go.
Yeah.
Excellent. And Tandy, you've got this lovely sort of, you know, beachy scene. You have literal, you know, waves rolling in behind you. But what have you got to drink?
Oh, like I wish I was on a beach. And I wish I had big holiday plans, but alas, what I do have is a very fitting beer because it's from Heaney and it's beautiful. It's got a green can, my favorite color, and it's called Notifications Off, because that's part of my plan this summer, is to disconnect a little bit and just focus on enjoying the summer.
That sounds
anyway
nice.
Oh yes, let me tell you about this beer. It's a double dry hopped Nelson Salvin Pale Ale. And obviously it's a farmhouse beer brewed in Ireland, Heaney. They're from Northern Ireland, aren't they?
They are indeed.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. And I like Nelson Salvin. It's a lovely hop. It's got sort of gooseberry and white wine notes to it. So I'm always a little bit on the lookout for a Nelson Salvin. I'm never really convinced that they go into pale ales and things as opposed to things like saisons. But you know what? This beer is delivering so far. It poured beautifully, really thick, frothy head. When I've had a couple of sips, it is sort of gold, very opaque. And it actually, on camera, it looks a bit dull, but in real life, it's very bright. It's very nice. Yeah, very tasty too. And nice to see a pale ale.
Here, here. Yes. So far, got, so Lisa? Good. Before I get to that, I'll say, first of all, quickly, as on the Heaney, I've talked to the ladies of Heaney. We'd love to get them on when we are back after our break. So just putting that out there into the universe. We just need to make it happen because I love all of their stuff. But I have something also, again, very summer appropriate. I have the New Hope Hop Off, which is their non-alcoholic IPA.
That's a cute name.
Yes, it's got an adorable can. There's the sort of camper van parked at the beach. It's got a surfboard up next to it. But I love still that they give you know, real details on the back too. Color 15 EBC. So for those who have listened to any of our beer judging, you know what that's all about. And I'll show it to you in a minute. Bitterness 55 IBU. And again, because we are very busy and have a lot on, and I've got a young person doing the leaving cert and it's a school night, it is nice to have an option like this. And this is my first time trying it. And I have to say, when I poured it, it definitely smells like a, you know, real IPA. Sometimes, as we've talked about, your non-alcoholic beers have that sort of very worty kind of homebrewy smell. But with what I initially get off this is really the hops. It's really, really nice. I'm going to take a sip now. Oh, that is really nice. And you do get some real bitterness from it. So well done, Richie and the lads over at Hope. It's probably a team effort. But wow, this is really good. So it's Citra and Galaxy in there. And it really does give like legit IPA vibes. Not that, you know, again, as we've talked about, sometimes you don't, it can seem a little off. But this is really nice. So I may have to stock up on a little more of this. So, okay.
I just say kudos for the name. I mean, for those who don't know, their normal session IPA is called Hop On.
Yes.
And it's got the train. So this one's got a hop off and it's a camper van, you say. That's so fun.
Yeah. No, this is really nice. So, and I like too, that's in like a smaller can. It's like your, what is it? Sort of your 12 ounce can or whatever, this 30 mil. So, you know, yeah.
Well,
so,
keep your 12 ounces there.
I know.
Lisa.
I don't know what an ounce is anyway.
Neither do I.
330 mil, but it's all good. And it's, you know, this is nice. If you were at the beach or camping or something, this would be a really nice thing to be carrying around, especially when you're somewhere.
If you're the DD.
Exactly. Yeah. Or just maybe you're looking after a lot of small people, or, you know, you want to stay on the right side. This is a very nice option. So well done, lads at Hope. And again, just mentioned a couple things. Maybe it's camping. Maybe we're at a festival. You ideas. So I think we have a couple of things coming up that we're all excited about in different ways, but I think what I'm going to kick us off with, and by the time this episode drops, we'll probably be there. So Katie, you and I are seeing Pulp on Friday at St. Anne's Park. We are excited. So.
We are very excited. I've taken the whole day off to prepare because I haven't had a chance to figure out what the hell I'm doing, how I'm getting there, anything. So last minute.
Yeah, I have the afternoon off, but I've not decided. I'm even at this point, like I could theoretically walk. I don't know. It's like a 5-ish K walk from my house, but you know, that's kind of as the crow flies. I don't know if it's really a 5K walk or I don't know.
Get the bus should be fine.
I will probably get the bus, but I'm like, I have fallback plans in case they're all full, just because I don't know what that situation is going to be. But I'm really excited. I last saw Pulp very hungover in 1996. I was not in a good place. This would have been at V96 in England. I was in such a bad way. People were coming up and handing me bread because I looked unwell. So thank you for everyone looking after me.
And meanwhile, now you're so responsible and so moderate with everything that it's,
look at me.
It's like really hard to believe. It's really hard to believe. You almost want all of us to be hydrated and, you know, take it easy and eat food.
Katie's best at keeping us hydrated. So I think that's
I'm very good
person to be going out with. Yes.
Keeping hydrated. We kept very hydrated last Saturday, wasn't it?
Yes, we were very good, very virtuous.
You two are the polar opposites of Christina and I, who are just like balls to the walls. Let's, you know, be hooligans. And who cares about food and water and all the things? It's just party. Drink.
Well, that's sad. That's a good little point to say, hello, Christina. We hope you're enjoying your holiday. And we do want to hear about all the exciting American beers you're having there, especially since Pennsylvania beers are the best American beers. Just putting that out there.
Ooh, shots fired there.
Yeah, but we were going to hear all about it. So I think, again, whenever we come back together after we're done with the summer break, I'm sure we'll get a report of, you know, kind of what we did this summer. So that'll be, you know, we'll go through everyone's highlights. But yeah, so Katie, you and I have Pulp on Friday, and we're very, very excited about that. But Tandy, what about you? Do you have any music or festivals you're looking forward to?
Do you know, I am going to go see Foil Arms and Hog in a couple of weeks. So a comedy show. And it's been a long time since I've been kind of keeping up to date with what they're doing. And I watch their clips on YouTube and on TikTok and wherever I can find them. So I'm really excited for that. But I've got like lots of weird plans. I've got plans with the National Homebrew Club. So we've got our AGM in this coming week, and we're going to go do some BJCP education through the summer, going up to Dundalk. And it's, I feel like I've got plans every single weekend up until the middle of July, and I can't see it getting any quieter. And just looking at all the things, it's just a lot of fun, but all social things, which is lovely. And the weather's been great, and there'll be friends and, you know, date nights and things like that. Plus my child has started cricket, so now that's an every Sunday thing.
Oh my goodness,
which is awesome. But it just means that Saturday nights have to be just kept in mind that we need to go for a cricket on Sunday mornings. But yes, so no music, but comedy, and I think a few hobbies and crafts. We myself and my husband went and made some jewelry there recently, and I think and it was really fun. And I think we're going to try and find a glass blowing or something like that to do during the summer.
Very nice. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So gonna try and I mean, it's not difficult to keep busy during summer, isn't it?
But there's so much going on.
So much.
It's difficult to make time to record a podcast.
It is.
Hence.
It
is. Yes.
There's so much on. Yes. So much.
I have started doing Couch to 5K.
Yay.
Wow, that's good for you, Katie. Wow, that's so cool.
So we'll have to tune in August to see if I've made it or not. I'm on week 3.
Oh, but that's a great start. Yeah.
I'm now, on week 3.
You made this an accountability thing now. People are going to...
You put it out into the universe.
I have to do it now.
Oh, but that's great. Yeah, and again, for those in Ireland, the VHI Women's Mini Marathon, which is actually a 10K, was just this past weekend. So friend of the pod, Chelsea, and I both did it. I was relatively slow for me, because 10K is like my happy distance, but it was hot. So I was not going to try to be breaking any records, but... I have to say, it was really nice to see all the support from people out there. And again, you know, everyone can be a walker or a runner in some way, shape, or form. It's just about finding the, you know, the way that it works for you. And so it was great to see, like, you know, how inclusive it was. And a couple of guys I know also did the race in drag. So that was kind of fun. And it was just like, you know, it was so cheerful and, you know, welcoming, and, you know, nobody got weird about it. It was just fun, and it was so nice to see that. But I think the other nice thing was I was looking after some of my favorite pubs being like, hey, congrats to all the runners, come get a drink. I was like, thank you. It's nice to be like, oh, what am I going to do after? But when they say, hey, good job, come in with your medal, like, that's nice. So thank you to the Beer Temple. It was good to drop in and see you.
Beer is isotonic.
It is, absolutely. And I think we need more runs sponsored by breweries here. You see a lot of that in the US and Canada, not as much here, but that would be a lot of fun. So
you see a few cycling events in South Africa that are sponsored by craft breweries. I guess there's a bit of a crossover sometimes between people who run, cycle, drink beer, you know, these kinds of hobbies. Hiking, I think, as well, but you can't really sponsor that very easily.
Right.
But I've seen cycle races and cycle gear. You know, if breweries get into the cycle gear that's all sponsored and head-to-toe branded, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, those are nice. I've got a couple of those. I've got two or three cycling jerseys that are, you know, brewery specific. And I don't cycle apart from my Peloton. I'm sorry, I've just said the most, like, white middle-class lady thing ever there. But it's really nice to have a cycling jersey. They are my big pro tip for when you do go to a beer festival, because they've got those pockets in the back that are big enough to put a glass in and to have a water bottle. And if you're picking up beer mats and stuff, you've got pockets for everything. So they are, and then also technical fabric. So just saying, if anyone here wants to make some, we wouldn't be mad about it. They are good for running too. So yeah. Again, merch. And I think, you know, again, beer travel. I've got my shirt from our still another trip from our Belfast trip the other week. So this is from Boundary. So for those not watching, it's this really nice, really soft fabric and lovely sort of orange and teal and purple. And just really nice to see that they had a variety of sort of styles and fits and colors. So you know, I'd like to see more of that, folks. Just, you know, yeah, putting that out there in the universe. But
just from the shot you're wearing, you know, the orange shirt, you've got your purple hair and you've exactly. got your almost ruby red lips. You look like you're Halloweening already.
I'm always Halloweening. I'm never not Halloweening. Christina knows because she's meant to be going to this Halloween museum while she's over in the States. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So Christina, we want to hear all about it. Just there you go.
Very good. And then we also
that
have.
That sounds super fun.
A very busy day in June where I have with Pride,
yes.
Beer Ladies Meetup and Blur all on the same day. I'm like, how am I going?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I suppose this is my first year doing Pride as a trans mammy. So
yes, mammy like officially.
Yeah. So I suppose I'm going to see if it hits different when it's much closer to home.
Yeah.
We'll see.
That's so cool. Oh,
definitely. Yeah. And I just, you know, again, like shadow, like Pride here is so just, not that it's not inclusive other places, because it should be, that's kind of the point. But I feel like here it's just so welcoming and, you know, it's just a, it's a real celebration. And obviously there's a lot of reasons why it shouldn't just be that. There's a lot of other, you know, progress that needs to be made. But I think Pride here is so just such a wonderful event. And it's just really nice to see just how, you know, all these people are out and just happy and supporting people. So it's all good. So, yeah. And that's actually another thing. Would love to see more breweries making special Pride t-shirts. I've got a bunch of US ones, but don't have any local ones yet. I have seen some messages from some local breweries, so that was good to see as June kicked off, but wouldn't be mad about seeing more.
I feel like nice glassware would be nice. It would be cool. You know, almost Pride Ally glassware or Pride glassware.
That might be really fun. Yeah, a little special run of something.
Everything looks better with a rainbow on it.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Here. Oh my gosh, yes, that's going to be such a busy day. And I'm not even going to Blur, I'm just trying to get to the first two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've decided now this year, after just about 5 years of living in the Northern Hemisphere, I'm finally going to embrace that summer is in the middle of the year and that I need to plan holidays now as opposed to like as in now for next year, not now for this year.
Right.
Because I've already missed the boat. I sort of thought, oh, maybe we can sneak somewhere in July or August. No, friends, no. There is nowhere to
well,
go.
You can, but you're going to pay if you haven't already.
Exactly.
And we're in the same boat. We're in the same boat. Like, we know the week we have off in August. We have no idea where we're going. So again, listeners, if you have ideas, I have a child who can't manage heat, who says it's been too hot for the past, you know, week or two here. So I'm like, well, that's Spain off the list, Portugal off, you know, all of those, you know, those kind of places. So,
and
welcome
Lisa,
your suggestions.
I will warn you, I have children that do not handle heat very well. So we decided, No, we won't go for a sun holiday. We will go to Sweden and Norway for our holiday last year. And it was hotter in Stockholm than
that's
it was
right.
in Lanzarote.
Oh my God, come on. Oh my goodness. Although, again, I'm also trying to think, maybe are there places to go that will still have some merch from bands we liked for the Eurovision? Because, again, smaller child still watching all the Eurovision, which is great, exciting for me. So I'm like, ooh, so maybe Austria, maybe Finland, you
cha,
know.
Cha-cha-cha.
Or even Norway, Katie, like your background. Or
yeah.
I mean, I feel like I want to save up Sweden, because as we've talked about, we're going to try to...
We're going to go, right?
We're going to try to make this happen. Are we? Next time.
Got to try and make it happen.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out, like, what day is the Eurovision going to be on? Will it be on the 11th? like this year, kind of ish, or will it be the 18th?
I don't know. If any insiders want to give us any tips, you know,
when do I book my week off work so that I can go to Stockholm?
No, more importantly, when do we book Airbnbs?
Well,
now,
quite.
Because we can't be making the same mistake as we did with Liverpool, not having accommodation.
Okay. Well, why don't, we'll just book stuff with free cancellation, right?
Exactly. Now.
So
we've got to plan ahead.
We'll do a 3-bed apartment somewhere in Stockholm. Will we also, are we going to split the difference and do Malmo as well? Or do
I
we
was
reckon,
gonna say,
are we going all in on Stockholm because of ABBA being 50 years? Will ABBA turn up? I don't know.
Have they even said that they're going to cooperate and make an appearance? Because last I heard, they weren't that interested.
But then their museum is there. They do just pop into that from time to time, so you never know.
There's a telephone there, and it can ring at any time. And if you happen to be walking past the telephone and it rings, you answer it, you'll be talking to someone from ABBA.
You'll be talking at least to Benny or Bjorn. You're like, they got stuff to do, But Benny and Bjorn are gonna, they're gonna give it a shot. And they even turn up at ABBA Voyage. They have a special booth that they can sort of pop in at, and apparently they do just from time to time just turn up. And that's also sort of on my to-do list for the next few months, just because I'm going back and forth to London for work, and I'm like, maybe at some point I'll just get some kind of like corporate tickets to ABBA Voyage. That
check out the avatars. I just don't get the whole it's a hologram. Like, really, is it worth the money? I don't know.
This is why I want, like, I don't want to pay for the ticket myself because it's so expensive. So yeah, I need to find like some other way in. But
yeah. And then my big holiday, and I'm going sans kids this year because we are going for the heat. We're going to Montenegro and Croatia.
Wow, that's exciting. Cool.
Yeah, just a week. A romantic holiday.
You'll have to bring your running shoes though, because you've committed now. So
yes. And I have no Czech luggage. What am I going to do? I'll have to wear them.
I mean, I have a whole system for this because I'm a crazy person, but yeah.
What do you mean? What's your system?
I have a particular pair of shoes that I can use as running shoes, as nice shoes for wearing like to nice things as work. Like they can just kind of go into any situation. They're not great if it's really rainy, but they're good for almost anything else. So I can get away with it. And that way I don't have to pack another pair of shoes. And
there you go. That's what I need to find.
Exactly. Now where it gets complicated is then I pack way too much in the way of like other gear. Like I will be like, looking at like whatever I'm packing, especially if I'm traveling for work, I'll be like, I've packed one work outfit and like 5 sports bras. Like this is not, it doesn't match up, but.
Yeah, and you have to, I don't know why, is it just, it's like you have to pack enough underwear for the days, but then you also have to factor in, I'm probably going to shit myself or something. So you always pack an extra pair or two. Am I the only one who does that, or does everybody do that?
You may be sweaty, so definitely. I always want extra just because.
You never pack the exact numbers. No.
No. You always have to go.
You add one or two for luck. Yeah.
With socks as well, definitely.
Yeah, and I always have a notion, and this is literal notions, that I'm going to buy really nice new socks somewhere when I travel, and it never happens.
That sounds like pressure.
You're going to buy. You go to places planning, thinking that you're going to buy.
I do. It's terrible. Again, this is because I'm a runner. I'm always looking for specific running socks, but that means I have to go to like a running store, and then like those might not be open at like normal hours. Like
this doesn't sound like holiday things at all to me.
No, and see, I'm like, again, because my brain has this particular rot in it that I think this is going to happen, and it never works out.
So. Now that I'm a runner, does this mean this is going to start happening to me as well?
You have to buy South African socks. So I don't know, Tandy, if you know how good Balega socks are, but they are the best.
Oh my goodness, you're teaching me things.
They are from South Africa. Each one comes with like whoever inspected them, a little sticker of the person. Like I think it's cool. Kind of cooperative or something. It may even still be one, but oh my gosh, best running socks. And again, I always have this idea. I'm going to get new pairs, especially because I have tiny feet. So I have to buy like the actual small ones, but then I'll finally be like, oh, there's a running shop. I'll walk in. No, or they'll only have men's ones or,
Hate it. Well, I have hobbit feet, so
she'll be grand.
Men's socks are fine for me. I don't know. There's no hope of you blowing me over. It's like my feet are just like massive.
Did you say they're called Belega socks?
They are, yes.
Okay, cool. I'm just pinning something
pinning, there yes.
to go read later, because I didn't know about these socks and now I need to learn.
They are so comfortable. And I wear them for just walking around too, but then I need to buy more of them because I've worn through them. And again, the struggle is real. You know, it's a whole thing.
But. And I'm also off to Clifton next week for a few days.
Mm.
With the children. Because that Clifton, is their summer
is
holiday.
What
it's
is
in Galway. It's Connemara. And I will see if I can find any. I think it's Bridewell Brewery down there is the local.
All right. Brewery. Okay.
I've never heard of them either. Teach me things.
This is why we travel, to expand our horizons and to learn new things and to try new things.
I'm actually legit looking for just a place to go for a weekend, actually, within Ireland, just a new town. So I'm going to, go on to Airbnb or whatever and just find a place that's got the right sort of dates or the right sort of place. I'd like to go up to Donegal, actually, but we'll see how we go.
Oh, that would be fun. Yeah, I chatted with some of the fellows from Kinnegar at Bloom, again, which just happened because everything's so busy. And they kept saying, come up. And I'm like, don't have a car. And they're like, oh, well.
I have a car.
That's so sad. Yeah, I know you both do. But
I'll drive, but we'll have to stay the night.
Oh, obviously. Yeah. That would have to be a proper, overnight trip. Although there's also, is it in Donegal you can go alpaca trekking as well, where they carry your stuff? I think it is.
You can. But there's an alpaca place in Clare as well. I think there's alpacas a few places.
Oh,
I had the strange. Did I tell you about my strange dream
with alpacas?
Spill it.
It's either. See, I can't tell an alpaca from a llama, really.
I mean,
yeah, kind of me too.
No, but I had a dream. We have a thing where we kind of jump out from behind corners in our family. So like, yeah,
normal. Yeah.
And I came around the corner of a house in Ireland. And there was like an American drain. You know the drain in It where Pennywise
is
down
the
drain?
Yeah. Yes.
And Greg was there, my husband, crouched in the drain, about to jump out at me. And I'm like, Greg, I can see you. It's like, you're not surprising me. I can see you. And then an alpaca.
Oh,
went down the street. That was my dream.
Wow.
Dreams
what does
are
that
wild,
mean?
Man.
What
goodness.
The hell does that mean? I want someone to analyze my dream and tell me that it means I'm going to come into an awful lot of money or something like that. You know, I don't want to hear it if it's bad.
Yeah. Hopefully an alpaca wouldn't be a bad thing. Although there was a Reddit thread, am I the asshole, about someone who wouldn't let their roommate in because they'd been spit on by a llama. And it was the wildest thing.
I read that.
I haven't read it.
Was it a camel?
Maybe you're right. It might have been a camel, but it was. And you're like, when you're on these ones, you're like, this has to be fake. Like, come on now.
Yeah, no, listen.
You're right. It was a camel now that I think about it, but just the maddest stuff.
And they tell you when you go to ride a camel that they spit.
Oh, so yeah.
It's a known thing from living in the Middle East, Jerusalem. There weren't, it's not really camel country, but we got pictures on camels and things.
Right.
And also, Lisa, we have Ballykilcavan.
Yes, we have Ballykilcavan coming up. Yes, very soon. We're off at the Crack Beer Community Lads. So hello, everyone. Looking forward to seeing you. And again, I at Bloom had a nice chat with everyone from Ballykilcavan saying we're really looking forward to coming out and hanging out, and I think it's going to be really, really great. The farm is so beautiful, and they've been doing up even more since I was last there for hop picking. Gosh, it's been like almost 2 years ago now, so this is going to be really fun. They had to get a bigger bus because there was so much demand, so
that's good to hear.
It's going to be a fun bus and train coming back too. I think it's going to be quite jolly. So
is that again?
I believe it's the 17th. That's the Saturday. Mm, that
day before Father's Day.
Yes,
exactly.
That's right.
Irish Father's Day. Is that the same as other Father's Day? I don't know. But Irish Father's Day is the 18th.
I think so. Third weekend of June. Sounds right. It's just weird that Mother's Day here is different. to...
Yeah, I think that's the only one that's different. I think the others are more
what
consistent.
What did it clash with? What is International Mother's Day?
May, second weekend of May.
Yeah, I don't know why.
I don't know why.
Maybe it was May Bank Holiday.
No, May Bank Holiday is the first.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. First Monday is the bank holiday, first Monday of May. And that only came in recently. It was the European bank holiday that came in like, God, I can't remember, the 2000s or something. It's not a long established bank holiday. I think we need more bank holidays. Along with Bridget's Day, we need one.
Yes.
We need more. We need more. I have no more annual leave. It is like, I'm looking at it going, oh, I want to do all these things and I have no leave. And then I was like, boss, can I take unpaid leave? And she's like, so many projects on, Katie, we can't. Right. Anyway.
I've literally just started a new job and it's a contract role, so there is no leave. So so this is just going to be me. I'm going to be working through the summer and just living for the weekends. So that's okay. It's okay. It'll be fine. But I'm exhausted already. And we haven't even hit it.
I know, it's still just coming. I mean, kids are still in school, or kid is still in school. Other one is leaving certing, and that's a whole different thing, as discussed last week. But at least it's underway now.
So. Mine is in his last year of primary school. So off we go to secondary school in September. Very excited.
Yeah. And you've chosen one, or is that still ongoing?
Done.
Oh, good.
All done. Well, this school actually is great, but they've had a few days there after school to meet the rest of the kids that are going in and learn where their classes will be, and so they've really taken this onboarding thing and kind of stretched it out, which is kind of nice.
That's great.
Very cool. Very cool.
Good.
And if you are playing cricket out near me, so there's a big cricket club near me, Adamstown Cricket Club, if you're out there,
I will let you know.
You can drop off the kid and come to me for coffee.
Spiked.
I like your style.
If there's matches out your way, I will certainly tell you, because we're playing in where is it now? Marion. So it's almost like not Donnybrook. It's Mount Marion, almost there. So South County Dubs, where I am. So
they're actually, the council is building a cricket pitch here.
Oh, that's nice.
As part of Adamstown development, because there's a lot of demand. Yeah.
Oh wow. Yes. My only real understanding of cricket is just through the Duckworth Lewis Method album, which is just Neil Hannon and Thomas Walsh doing the side project about how they love cricket, as I think they felt like they were the only Irish cricket fans, at a certain point. But it was on in the pub the other day when I was out and about, and Ireland were not doing well. Sorry to say, But Tandy, you may change that. You've brought new blood.
Yes.
If
you can learn how to bowl. he's forgotten everything he learned 5 years ago, which I can't blame him for. He was only little. So it's good though. I love cricket. I like the idea actually that on Sunday mornings, especially for matches, I can bring my camping chair and my hat. Hopefully it's still sunny, but it's just a lovely way to spend a bit of time watching people run after balls. And I actually do love cricket, but it's just a nice relaxing sport to watch.
It's much better as a summer sport than like ga or soccer are, because they're winter sports and you're freezing on the sideline. No such thing as like bringing your, do people bring their chairs, camping chairs? I don't know.
Sometimes I have like a little sort of stick/stool that I will sometimes bring to the football. But there's no more soccer training until July, end of July. So
That's
all this free time.
Terrible.
Terrible.
Awful. I don't have to go somewhere like twice a week and then games and all the things. But
well, it's no wonder we're all exhausted, because between kids, work, hobbies, podcasting, it's like every single night of the week is a little bit busy.
There's something going on, although again, not lots to look forward to, because Hagstravaganza is in August, so that should be good fun. I still need to book the train for that, but that'll get there. But I think that's good. But I'm still thinking too. Oh, I was looking like, do I want to go to like Great British Beer Festival, or something that would be easy to get to? But I think I've got friends coming into town. I think it's that same week, so I was like, don't think I can.
And then there's
make that work.
but the Midlands Beer Festival.
Oh yes, yes, that's in right.
Moat.
Yes, so you can get your motorboat. that dead, I think Dead Center brew it, and it's, I believe, very strong. And
oh, okay, I didn't know what you were talking about there for a second.
But yes, it's moat or boat, so not motorboat. And for the folks listening at home who don't know, it's not a motorboat. It's moat is a place. And there you go. It's a terrible pun, is what it is. It's,
yes, so. The metropolis of I can't remember if I've ever been to Moat, but I don't think
Lincoln. You'll miss it, right?
I don't know. I don't know how big it is. I don't know, so I can't actually slag it off. So I'll have to go, and then I can slag it off.
Yeah, I've been threatening to go to that one for a couple of years. Maybe I'll make a bit more effort this
you
year.
You know, I think it's the weekend the kids are back to school, you see.
Oh, God, it's
It's in the end of August, I think. And I was just like, that's...
Too many things.
Too many exactly. things.
Too many it's like,
although, things. Don't ever let it be said that there is not enough to do, because there is plenty to do.
Mm.
You know, if you've got the time and the budget and the will, there is no shortage.
No, absolutely. And there's like theater tickets I need to buy too. I've got some things I've Fun Home is going to be at the gate, so I need to buy tickets for that, because that's one of my favorite shows, so that's exciting. But yeah, all this stuff coming up, but that's just, and this is just local stuff too, so there's, you know, like you say, a lot to do. And I, you know, if I look at my Ticketmaster account, which I have spent such a ridiculous amount of money on, just all the things coming up, it's a whole thing. And that's just, you know, looking at the summer, there's so much more after that. But
I know, and there are many Eurovision people coming to, well, there's people in yes. Ireland as we record. By the time we release Joker Out, we'll have finished their yes. their Irish tour. Is that what they're calling it?
I don't know, of a sort.
Dublin, yeah. We have Loreen coming,
yeah.
What's her name? Hold Me Closer. Karina.
Oh, Cornelia.
No, Cornelia is coming.
Yeah.
Daddy is coming in the.
Yes, tickets for that. Excited.
Yeah, tickets for yes. that. We love it all. There's so many. Brooke.
There really are. Yes. Oh my gosh. Yeah. And then like a lot of UK tours too. So again, not difficult to get over. Sometimes weirdly cheaper. So.
I saw Lord of the Lost are coming, you know, Germany's entry from this year.
Oh my gosh, are they? Oh.
Yeah, they're supporting, gosh, who was it? No. But I'm sure that those tickets already sold out. I'll have to double check.
Oh my gosh.
They're supporting somebody. They're opening for someone. And it's a kind of, you know, quite a big name. So if I could remember, that would be great.
But it was a travesty that they came last in the final.
Oh yeah.
Ridiculous.
Completely. I love them.
My 8-year-old loves them. She still like puts them on at least once a day and is angry that, you know, enough people didn't vote for them. So yes, that is an act they speak directly to the 8-year-old demographic. So just putting that out there, but she loves them. And, you know, again, travesty. So yeah, I guess I won't be taking her though, if it's sold out. And I feel like maybe more than the one song might be.
Yeah,
a bit much at that age.
But, and I think they are opening up for like another metal band. So yeah, it's probably not really her scene.
Not her scene.
Well, we don't know this, do we?
We don't know yet. No, yeah. it's all a bit of a mystery, you know. So
okay, maybe there's an age restriction though.
I'm sure there is. Yeah, yeah, may well be. But I don't know. So like we said, we've got so much going on. I think we should also say, do we have any beers we're looking forward to? Because I feel like there are some things in the pipeline. I'm seeing more, you know, holding up again, sort of more non-alcoholic things coming, but also just want to get in on some of those summer beers. And I don't know if anyone's making any exciting kind of gozes or even kind of nice shandies or something, you know, would love to hear about that.
Well, I brewed a goza.
Very
and
good.
it's going into bottles this week, so give it another 2 weeks, and then that's going to be my summer stash of pineapple goza.
Oh, that's right.
If it all comes out nicely, of course. But it was looking and tasting good. I'm busy cold crashing, so it's all doing its thing. But I'm hoping to see lots of Weiss beers and gozas
yeah.
and lovely light things. But by the way, Lord of the Lost are opening for Iron Maiden.
So, oh yeah, okay. that's not gonna fly. Yeah.
And I actually did look for tickets for that because I can't believe I didn't hear about it sooner. And I'm devastated that there is availability, but it's very low and there's hardly any resale tickets. Anyway, don't worry. Yeah. Don't worry about me. Let's get on with the beer, the fun beer things.
I recommend the Wicklow Wolf honey hefeweiss that they have out at the moment.
I'd like to taste that.
And I'd love to taste it on tap as well. Just to compare it to the can.
No, absolutely. Oh, that's a great idea.
So I just want more hefeweiss. I want all the hefeweiss. You know?
Yeah.
I'm considering buying a little 2-liter keg system so that you could have draft in the park.
Oh, Tandy.
You know, things like that. Or even a 5-liter, but I'm considering this. I'm having people who know a lot more about this than I do test run their own systems and give me feedback so that I know what to buy and when to buy it.
Yeah.
But can you imagine? Cans in the park, but on tap.
I'm not carrying it in or out. Bags not.
That's listen, you're going to be like really strong. You're doing couch to 5K, going to build some strength, do all the things. Like, it's good for the muscles, good for the bones.
Yeah, see, you might catch the bug and then start doing, now I need to do a weighted walk or a weighted run and then get the little backpack with, you know.
Yeah, I'm predicting the future here, but it's not going to happen. Definitely not going to happen.
You never know. Yeah, I will say I will see people with the weighted vest and just be like, that seems a lot. I don't know. But if it works for them, hey, you know, fair play.
Running is hard enough.
Especially when it's warm like it's been. Although again, just thinking of the VHI race, like last year it was freezing and miserable. And there is a beer connection here because afterwards I was so cold still after running that I just like went into the first pub that was on my way home, which was the Porterhouse Central. And then a week later they kind of blew it up to turn it into tap. So it was I accidentally had my last pint at the Porterhouse Central under that name and I guess with the new ownership in the
with
brewery,
the new ownership
may not
of the
be,
brewery.
Having more of that. So
that place is a disappointment.
We don't like to be negative, but sometimes it's not for us, you know.
And no, I don't think you can advertise that many taps and have nothing on tap ever. That's just wrong. Sorry.
Oh, I feel like it's always the kind of Achilles heel of that kind of operation. Like sometimes I see it working really well, but it's, you know, you really have to have the staff and the turnover and the, the clean tap lines, all the things. Oh, and actually clean tap lines and, exciting and, good taps reminded me that, of course, the Underdog will be back open in hopefully a few weeks time. So I'm sure when they do open in the new spot on Capel Street, we will all be meeting up there. So that will
I
be
think so.
Exciting. Is there any date in the, are there any whispers of a date yet? So that
I heard whispers of the 13th, 14th, but I think it could be a little later.
I would bet a little later. I also heard kind of mid-June.
Yeah, mid-June, but
here we already are, the 7th. And I did walk by the other day and like, I don't think it's yet, but but Patty, we're ready whenever,
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, we are.
So that will
and
be
team.
Very exciting. Exactly. Patty and team. I mean, they're all doing like amazing work there. So cannot wait for it to be done and back open and hopefully for that spot to finally kind of be the, have the magic it needs. So
I think you're also excited because it's closer to you now, Lisa.
Yes. It's a shorter walk. Not mad about it. Yeah. That's
gonna
true.
Have to plan the right bus trips up there, the right routes.
Absolutely.
No, it should be good. Have we got any breweries that have promised us summer beers that haven't come out yet, but that we're looking forward to? I don't know if I'm...
Good question. I was wondering about that as well. I did have, again, also from Hope at Bloom, they had their Gozerita type of a thing. So it was, that was fun and I did enjoy it. It was nice and, light and kind of perfect for that sort of event. I don't think that one's going to be making an appearance more broadly, but that's a good question.
They had a wit beer, didn't they? They had Grunt was...
Grunt has turned into a real Witbier instead of kind of just this sort of generic wheat
Groot
type thing. Now it's a legit Witbier. So yeah, I had a little taste of that too. And again, chat about how they're excited with the new formula. And they have also reformulated Underdog the Lager, and now it is like a proper Pilsner. It's really, really nice. So do keep an eye out for those cans when they say like new formula on them. So you'll, or a new recipe or something along those lines, you can tell. And it is actually really nice, and that'll be lovely for summer. But yeah, I haven't seen anyone else's sort of summer specials yet. I wonder if we'll see anything at Ballykill Cabin. That would be
I'd say they will. They'll have a summer Clancy's can, won't they?
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, there's gotta be. There's gotta be. So maybe we'll get to sample it as a you know, in advance.
Quality control exercise for science.
For science, exactly. Yeah.
So if we look inwards a little bit, what were your guys' favorite episodes this season? The things you maybe learned a bit about, or just one that was fun?
Oh, that's a really good question.
I'll tell you why I'm asking. Because between our three seasons, I think that we've now built up a catalog that during summer breaks, like we're going on now, we could start rebroadcasting just our favorite episodes.
Yeah.
With a little bit of a remaster and a note up front saying this is a rebroadcast. But we would need help from the audience, but also help from our very, you know, Beer Ladies hosts here, just to pinpoint the ones that we've enjoyed the most, because those are the ones that we cheer, right? Not everything, just the favorites. So Katie, you were about to
give I was about to say, I wasn't on the Belgian beer shallow dive. And I found that very interesting. There was a lot of things there that I learned that I didn't know about. And that was quite recently though.
Mm.
True. Let's see. That's a really good question. I loved when we had Lou Bryson on to talk us through whiskey for people who are just, you know, who know beer but who maybe don't know whiskey. That was good fun. I'm always, you know, just happy to catch up with Lou, but also one that I didn't get to be on because I got sick. I didn't get to be on when Martin Cornell was on. So, but that was a fascinating episode. I think really, really interesting stuff. And you know, I always love the Eurovision, but of course that's harder to, you know, put out.
Harder to rebroadcast and sell to the wider audience.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I must say, if we're only going on season three, I've enjoyed our Brew Day and our Beer Lingo episodes. Just because they're fun to put together. And anything, I mean, obviously, I'm biased, but I like all the ones where we're either judging beers or talking about style guides, because they just tickle me in that kind of way. And anyone that's been a guest on our pod, I always love the interviews.
I love the interviews as well. I love all the interviews.
Mm.
Yeah, but again, great question for the audience. Are there ones that you're like, oh, that was really great, I'm too lazy to download it again, but if you put it back out and it's in the top of my feed, I will listen back. Let us know. I think that's a great question. But yeah, I think I am also kind of leaning into those because I think it's a really nice format too, the ones about sort of the lingo or about judging beers. I think it's so I've been told, it's also accessible to people who aren't that deep in the weeds, but who maybe learn something or say, oh, I didn't know that, or oh, I didn't know that's why I was getting that particular, you know, smell or taste. And so I think it's a fun way, hopefully, for people to kind of hopefully learn something new. So yeah, but yeah, let us know, listeners, what do you like? What do you want to hear again? And what do you want to hear next season? Yes. Or if you are volunteering yourself as tribute to come and be on, you want to be a guest, we are very much open. We'd love to hear from more people locally and abroad. So we've got some people on the wish list, but definitely keen to hear more. So we will make that happen as well. Yeah.
Then do we think that we might do another live episode in season four?
Oh, that's a great question.
I don't know. I don't know if I'm made for live events.
Oh, you were lovely. It was good. It was
fabulous.
It was a lot of fun.
I really enjoyed that. Although it was very different.
It was weird.
No, it was good. It was good. Yeah, I would definitely do it again. I think we'd want to make sure we get, you know, like the right topic and the right, you know, right topic, right venue, right time. So yeah, and I think, you know, what might be fun, I'm just putting this out there, Halloween, maybe something leading up to that, because everyone knows we love our spooky season, especially once Christina's back. We'd be happy to show up in your haunted pub with, you know, whatever, just saying.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, then, yes. Yeah. I mean, what can we expect from season four otherwise, friends?
I think more of the same, but better each time. I think that's what we're aiming for. I think we have some good, we've got some good formats now. We love it when we, you know, we actually know what to ask our guests when they come on. So that's a good thing. But yeah, but we'd love to hear from the audience. What are things you think we'd like to hear more of, like to hear less of, or something that we just haven't done at all that you're like, why haven't you done it yet? We definitely are open to ideas. So let us know.
Definitely. Yeah. And I think one of my smaller summer projects might be to just slightly relook at how our editing is done, so that there can be a few efficiencies there, and we'll see what ends up. I'll experiment and I'll let you all know.
see, guys, we've got a lot on, just even, you know, beyond that. And again, still accepting your holiday suggestions, beer destinations, local beers, all of the things. But anything we want to say before we wrap up about all the stuff happening this summer?
Have a bloody great one.
Yeah. Enjoy it. Enjoy it. We'll be a long time dead, as they say. So we might as well enjoy it while we're living, you know?
Here. So with that, we'll go ahead and wrap up and just say, ladies, it's been an amazing season. And Christina, can't wait for you to come back, but enjoy the holiday you're having there. And again, we are at Beer Ladies Podcast or at Beer Ladies Pod on most of the things. Just Google, you'll find us. We're out there. Don't forget, you can go to our link tree, and maybe it's a good time to say, oh, you're taking a break. Maybe this is when I support the pod with buying a pint or buying some merch. Because again, you'd look fabulous out at a festival or on holidays. So
yeah, nice pastels.
Yeah.
Anyone going to Harry Styles? He's big into pastels, isn't he? Tandy is turning up her nose at Harry Styles. No.
You know, at the end of the day, I'm just a weirdo. Like, I like metal music and folk music. And
that's okay.
And,
it's all,
you know,
good.
Bring beer and making jewelry. I don't know.
Hey, it all works. The Venn diagrams are, you know, complicated, messy in this case.
Although it's already becoming clear that my Spotify Wrapped this year is going to be wild. Because after Eurovision, and let's not make that the only excuse, but I got way into some strange Euro banger trance stuff again, because why not?
Because exactly.
Sometimes you just need some, you know, strange monotonous-y type music to work to. So
yeah,
you know.
I mean, I get into the weird sort of hauntology, sort of 60s prog to, it gets weird. My Spotify rap will also be weird because I've got all of that, and it goes in a direction, folks. It's a thing. So I have musical theater, I have Eurovision, and then I have just weird shit, and it's just, you know, it all goes together. So I don't know, Katie, any thoughts on the music you're going to be listening to this summer before we wrap up, since we've all thrown some in?
What music am I going to listen to? I listen to literally anything. I have no preconceived bias against any type of music, really, in all fairness.
People should be loving,
you know,
program festivals. There we go.
I grew up listening to, it's like, oh, I was having a chat with my husband's family, and they were like, oh, remember, because Gladys Knight is coming to Dublin. And it's like, oh, Gladys Knight is coming to Dublin. And they're like, oh, yeah, I remember we used to listen to her growing up. And I'm like, yeah, my parents listened to Daniel O'Donnell and Patty Riley and Big Tom. So right. Very, very different musical genres. Yeah. So I don't know what I'll be listening to, but I'll let you know.
Here. So on that note, folks, we look forward to seeing you after our summer break. Some of you we'll be seeing in person, as we said, like maybe at Ballycliff Cabin, maybe at High Extravaganza, or maybe, you know, because this happens, we'll run into you at a holiday destination somewhere, just because these things happen.
Definitely at Underdog.
Definitely an underdog. We can't wait. So again, putting it out there into the universe, looking forward to seeing you all out there. And we will be back with new podcast episodes sometime later. We'll get to that. We'll be dropping hints on the socials as to when that's going to come, but it'll be after we're done with all of these things. But we will be back for season 4 sometime in August or September or something thereabouts. It will be at the right time. So with that, I will say adieu, Katie and Tandy. You can say goodbye as well. We will see you all next time.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.